The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I should be writing number 497. I'm back.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting watching Doctor.
Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Murr. And I'm back. Want to thank people who checked on me. I guess you didn't get the note that I was going through a hiatus. I was attempting to go into a podcasting hiatus to get my book finished, and yet I was hit with a bunch of migraines. And it kind of cascaded, because when I had a migraine, I wasn't thinking very clearly, and I didn't take my depression medication on the regular basis, on the regular schedule that it needs to be taken. And so on a couple of days when I did feel fine, I got hit with extreme lethargy and desire to do nothing, because it usually hits me about a week after I miss a couple of doses of my medication. So I feel like the hiatus was a complete failure. I did get some writing done. I did get through a couple of hurdles in my work. And I'm pretty happy with where I landed. And I'm still working on it. But it was not as fruitful as I'd hoped. Life in quarantine is continuing. It's we're still okay. We're still healthy. Haven't killed each other yet. I think the biggest trial right now is, you know, our kid's graduating from high school. She is one of the lucky class of 2020. The other night we watched the Graduate Together program, and I think it just depressed her. I can't even imagine what I would have been like had I been denied the latter half of my senior year. I mean, saying that your first year in college is going to be uncertain has never meant more than it does now, I think. So, one of the worst things is, one thing the pandemic is teaching us is that you don't need time to do work. You don't need time to be creative. You do need time. But I'm betting that a lot of people who say they could create something if they had time, I'm betting they're not right now. To be creative, you need you need focus, and you need time that's free of distractions. And distractions include family, pets, your phone, your email, and a desire to keep up with the news of all the terrible stuff going on. It's thinking about friends or loved ones. Friends are loved ones. Thinking about friends and family who could have the disease. It's worrying about friends and family who might get the disease. And I keep saying this, and I will be honest with you guys. I'm saying it because I need to hear it too. Because I am feeling bad about myself and worthless because I'm not making better use of this time. Granted, my life hasn't changed that much, because I work from home anyway. But I do have a deadline. And the fact that I can't focus well on my deadline is bad. think, going back to the artist's way, I think that's another reason why we resent week four. Because being able to do week four in the artist's way is a luxury. It is a, I'm going to drop everything and focus entirely on this. And sure, some people take vacations and retreats and stuff to do that. But it's like they don't, it's really hard to do in your everyday life. Sure, some people are making some amazing stuff right now. But if you're not, maybe it's not your time. Maybe your time is after this. You're not required to. Nobody's expecting you to, for sure. And there are a lot of creators who are very big and important and much more successful than I am, who I've noticed are not creating things and putting it out to the world right now. Plenty of people are, but plenty of people aren't. And it's okay. I went ahead and subscribed to Crowdcast, which is a live streaming platform. And it allows me to stream only to Patreon supporters. But I think right now in the world of COVID, I'm going to be streaming to everybody. So Patreon people will get emails with the link, but I'll be posting, I guess, via the blog, because the blog goes to Twitter. And if I actually get my stuff together, I can schedule some of these for everybody to tune in, because I'm not going to ask anybody to become a new patron right now. There's too much crap going on. If you want to, I'm touched beyond words. But if you can't, then that's okay. I still want to be doing live streams and talking to people. So at least for the time being, while we're all dealing with this crap, I'm going to be doing live streams for everybody. Eventually it's going to be patrons only, but for now it's going to be for everybody. So, keep an eye out. I'm Mighty Mur on Twitter. I'm not posting there regularly now, but my blog does post there automatically. So keep an eye out. You'll see my link. And if you've got questions, or you just need to check in with somebody because it's a down time. It's a scary time. Email me at mightymur@gmail.com. I'll send you an attaboy or attagirl or attafolk. And reach out to somebody else because, as they say on Babylon 5, it's easier to clean somebody else's room than your own because you're helping somebody else. So if you're feeling down or non-creative or something, one strange thing that might help is looking to see who among your friends might need some help. Here's a little secret, and this isn't every time, so I don't want you judging my behavior by this, but sometimes if somebody posts news that's good, but I'm feeling low and petty that day, and I resent them, or I'm jealous, or I'm envious, even worse, do you know jealousy and envy are different? Yeah, jealousy is, I want what you have. Envy is, I want what you have and you not to have it. I'm going to take that from you. Anyway, jealousy is a lot healthier because it's why can't we both have the thing? Anyway, on times that I'm feeling bad about that, I will often speak up and congratulate them and even spread the word about their good news. Like, basically do the opposite of what I'm feeling, because knowing that I'm helping them actually helps. And this isn't for people I don't like. And like I said, it's not every time, so if you see me praising a friend for getting something awesome, getting awesome news, that doesn't mean I'm sitting over here in a little jealousy ball. But that is one trick I do to cheer myself up, because I know I'm doing something good. But that's it for me. I gotta get some work done. I might do a live Crowdcast at lunch. Might just do them at lunch. God, I don't know. I'm so excited. It's really cool. It went off yesterday. Had a couple of hiccups in the beginning, but then it was fun. So I'm looking forward to doing it again. But as I said, MightyMer@gmail.com, MightyMer on Twitter, and I'll see you next time. Until then, you should be writing.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/MightyMer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.